We want to open God's Word, Scripture, and we will read a passage from the second letter of Peter, the verses 1 through 4. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, or as also other translations say, through sinful desires. We briefly will open God's Word in the preaching, and after that immediately proceed for the reading of the form to celebrate the Lord's Supper. Beloved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, our life can't do without the joy of feasting. We love to celebrate certain days of joy, days before their birthday already. Children look forward to a festive celebration. And yes, all of us need celebrations of joy. Life can be full of stress and setbacks. No one can live a gloomy life. We need joyful boosts. That's true for the young people as well, they will agree. What would life be without a fine and exciting party? Indeed, we will give recognition to highlights in our life, even blessed days of the past that will and can bring tears, need thoughtfully be remembered, if not even celebrated. And we do so repeatedly in church, beloved. Every day of the week we do so, because it is the Lord's day, the day of Jesus' resurrection, life. Several times a year, we celebrate his death, the death of our Savior, because his death brought us life. Not just life, nonetheless, just life, that is a righteous life. Now, this morning at the table of the Lord, this truth is made visible and is celebrated. Namely, for us, hell is closed. Hell became even heaven. Much more. From unrighteous, unholy people, we are righteous. We are holy sons and daughters of our living God. And that work of Christ may and should make us smile actually every day. Oh, there is no better no better goodness in this world than what we celebrate in church, the house of God. He, our Almighty God, organizes feasts time and again. As God's Old Testament people, the Old Testament people had already many, many feasts, celebrations, and so do we as God's New Testament people. As already alluded to, every week on Sunday, we do so, and we do so with a festive program. And that we honor God's greatness, His goodness, and His grace. Indeed, for His greatness, grace, and goodness, our Almighty God is worthy to getting our cascading praise. As we can do also with, for example, Psalm 145. Cascading praise, beloved. May our praise not just drip from our lips or coming mumbling from our mouth. No, cascading, like a waterfall, let your worship fill the house of God and also our homes. Let the Spirit work in us. Let His work in you. And so that you sit here this morning and also celebrate at a celebrated table, that you sit here as His saints, righteous people, being freed from complaints, dislikes, animosity about somebody or something or whatever that bothers you, being free from all that. Be here and take part in joyful faith and an uplifted mind and peace in your heart. And that's even necessary and totally possible. Why? Why can you be here present with a clean conscience? Well, that's what we heard God saying to us through His Apostle Peter in his second letter. I refer to what we read, that Peter says, the inspired word says, we have escaped the corruption that is in the world because of evil desires. That is, through the acquired knowledge of God, and so that is by faith, love, brother, sister. Yes, here you sit and walk in the knowledge of Him who called you to His glory. You see, that is the great trumpet blast Peter starts his letter with. To those, and now you included, who have Jesus as Lord, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, all the emphasis is given to the knowledge of faith. And this morning, we cannot dwell in detail on this passage. But let's lift out this important aspect in view of celebrating our salvation in and through Christ. The apostle addresses the readers as people of God. He extends the blessing of God's grace and peace to them. And then the apostle Peter summarizes the divine power of the gospel. In a condensed form, the beautiful covenant relationship is made visible. The close relationship between God and his people. And loved ones, that's precisely what every week, and this morning again, today, we celebrate in church. We do that in a godly and holy liturgy. The order of our worship shows that God comes to us in his divine holiness and in the power of his word. And we have come as his holy children with great joy in God's exceeding great promises. And so in this worship, God takes his part, and we, as his people, actively take our part. That's what happens in our church worshiping, our worship services. That way, with our holy God, we celebrate our righteous life, and we do so with a God-honoring liturgy. And this worship has different elements which show God's love to his people, and it then also, in response, shows our love to our holy God, to him. And yes, the order in which we worship is called liturgy, a festive service. Take note, loved ones, the liturgy is not a mere piece of paper that you have then in front of you and off and on a little bit and look at it, how far the church service is progressing. That's part of it, indeed. But especially, beloved, look then how beautifully a church service progresses. Our worship shows a celebrated exchange between God and us, the holy God and his holy people, saints. And it happens with grace and peace. He comes to us with that blessing, and we come to him and acknowledge him as God and Father. He speaks to us as his beloved children, and we respond to him as Father, responding in praise and prayer. He, God, affirms his precious and very great promises, Peter refers to, by his blessed word. We respond with thankful hearts for our blessed life under his love and care. And you will discover this pattern everywhere in Scripture. Our God of covenant love, calls his people, and then his people respond to him in humble worship, also in covenant love to God. Dear congregation, the great wonder of our worship celebration is expressed in, especially in verse 3. Christ the apostle says that God's divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Well, to all those things, not in the least, belong our celebrations. And that's what we lift out also this morning. In the past weeks, and we had that many sermons preaching on the word on God's house. So now also just a bit of little attention to what happens then in God's house, serving the Lord in his house by the beautiful holy liturgy every Sunday. Our Almighty God prompts us to serve him by his almighty power through his providence, then we participate in and enjoy the elements of worship time and again. The elements especially praise, prayer, profession, preaching. In the knowledge of faith, our lips then bring, our lips can stay quiet. And of course, in faith, our lips bring cascading praise. Our hearts express the joy of having gotten to know the righteousness of our God and Jesus, our Lord. Because of his saving work in Christ, this morning then he prepares the table for us. In our hands, take the bread and the cup of blessing. That's wonderful, loved ones. That in the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ, again this morning, we worship and adore our great and almighty Father and his Son for his greatness and glory. And so rejoice, because God's means of grace and peace, the proclamation of his word and the administration of the sacraments empower us to a godly and holy life, that is a righteous life. And through God's grace and peace in Jesus Christ, you are God's loved ones. And confirm that truth by taking the bread and the cup. Confirm at his table the knowledge of your faith. Namely, confirm that wonderful blessing of God's children. I am righteous before God and an heir to everlasting life. Through God's grace and peace in Jesus Christ, you are God's loved ones. Time and again also addressed in his house that way. And so, may grace and peace be multiplied to all of us in the knowledge of God and Jesus, our Lord. Amen.